First, I'd like to acknowledge that we're here on unceded stolen lands. As a settler here, we understand exactly what our Indigenous brothers and sisters went through, and we need to remember that this always was, is, and always will be Aboriginal land, and that we are gathered and we meet and we talk and we protest in a space that held an Indigenous people that loved and spoke and talked about stories. And they had storytellers, and those storytellers were the Dreamtime. And those stories they told have mapped 70,000 years of history, and the scientists have been able to map historic things like the separation of this continent from other continents, the great walk over what is the Great Barrier Reef now, when that water happened. In Palestine, in the Arab world, we talk about Hakoetis, and they are storytellers. And they would go from village to village and tell the stories of folklore. They would tell the stories of what is happening. They would draw crowds, large crowds would come together. The tales they told and the history they told was folklore, exactly like all Indigenous peoples. And they shared those stories throughout the time. And history was spoken and it was told at a campfire by these people. They remembered our stories, the survival of our people, the healing, the writing, and the uniting and the connecting of us. They understood, our cultures understood, the importance of our storytellers and the words that they left, the indelible impressions they left on the people they spoke to. We're here to commemorate the loss of 143 souls. And these 143 souls have not been lost innocently. They haven't been lost because of anything other than the barbaric, racist regime that is genocidal apartheid Israel. These are 143 Palestinian and Lebanese journalists who were murdered, who were assassinated, and they paid the ultimate price of trying to humanize Palestinians, tell the story of Palestinians, deliver the truth of what is happening in Palestine to the rest of the world in an endeavor to stop the genocide. Because Israel kills our storytellers, but that's only half the job. It's not enough to kill our storytellers. What they also have to do is offer the alternative narrative. And we all know what that alternative narrative is. It's not enough just to hurt our people. They need then to manufacture the consent, to bring out the lies, to deliver and manipulate and to conceal what is happening. And we've seen those lies. The beheaded baby lie. The babies in the oven lie. The babies hanging from a washing line lie. The James Bond lair that is sitting under Al-Shifa Hospital. The lie of UNRWA being Hamas and Hamas being UNRWA. The lies that have been rolled out by the Zionist regime for 100 years, for 76 years of Nakba, for 230 days of this latest Nakba, this genocide. And it's not enough that they do that lying, but then it's also enabled by a sycophantic, complicit media here on this continent and around the world, aided and abetted by a sycophantic government that propels these media lies. To this date, not one journalist has apologized. Not one journalist has apologized for the interrogation, for the challenging of any Palestinian advocate to justify their position on these things. And it's a shame on them and it's a stain on them. Not one of these journalists has said sorry. In fact, worse, they continue to platform these genocidal Hasbro's enablers. They continue to platform these. There's no other word for them but war criminals. When we talk about the ICC calling in the defense minister and that evil incarnate Netanyahu, they should be calling in all of those Hasbro's propagandists that went out in the media. Because we know it's not enough just to kill our storytellers, they have to replace our narrative, and we know what it looks like. Israel commits the massacre, Israel denies the massacre. Media says we don't know who committed the massacre. Israel says that it will investigate the massacre. News cycle moves on, average person doesn't know that Israel systematically denied and covered up the massacre they did, the average person still thinks it was us. Shame.
Shame.
Journalism at its core is an act of courage. It's a profession that demands not only the skill and integrity, but also a profound sense of duty to society to speak truth to power. And when journalism is done right and holds power to account, societies are free and liberal. And when they don't, we end up in the system that we're in today. In Gaza, where the risks are immense and the dangers are ever present, this duty takes on a different level, another level, a level of heroism. To be a journalist in Gaza is to be a hero, because to wear a press vest means you know you're going to be targeted. The journalists we commemorate today, they knew the perils of their profession, yet they still chose to take that course, they still chose to go out and report, and they knew, and they were driven by their desire to make the world better, by their desire to tell the truth. And they bore witness to that chaos, the suffering and the destruction, and they paid the ultimate sacrifice. Their stories, their photographs, their videos provided a window into the lives of the Palestinians and the horrors of genocidal Zionism, the horrors of genocide. They provided the humanizing voice to the statistics and headlines that are so easy to be dismissed. They're so easy to be dismissed because as humans, we don't want to believe 15,000 babies. As humans, we don't want to believe 50,000 people. As humans, we don't want to believe 100,000 injured. As humans, we don't want to believe in a genocide, and so we can dismiss it. But the pictures snap us out of that reality and make us speak up and stand up. They gave out their lives to hold that truth to power, and they gave voices to voiceless, and they ensured that the cries that were heard in Gaza were amplified all over the world, and these journalists were, are, and always will be our heroes. They went into those battle zones at risk. Their murders are not isolated, but they are part of the sickening genocidal intent to cut Gaza off from the rest of the world. This is a plan. It is a plan. The closing of Al Jazeera, the targeting of Shirin Abu Akla, the targeting of Wael Dahdouh and his family. Not enough just to go after him, the head of Al Jazeera, to go after his family, to kill his sons and his grandchildren. To conceal, to make sure that the pictures don't come out. And it's the greatest proof, this is the greatest proof that Israel is a fascist apartheid state, and it knows that a free media that will expose Israel and what it does will bring down that fascist racist state. To the Israelis and their enablers, you should know that these heinous acts and these criminal acts might silence a single voice, but you will never silence the truth. You will never silence the truth. The spirit of journalism, the relentless pursuit of justice and accountability will not be extinguished. For every journalist silenced, countless others will rise up. Inspired by their fallen colleagues' bravery and dedication, know that each one of us will take their place. Each one of us will take the place. We will not be silenced. To our fallen brothers and sisters who have been martyred trying to tell the truth, please know that we will never forget you, that you did not die in vain. We promise to honour your memory by continuing your work, by speaking out against these atrocities, and by demanding justice and a free Palestine. To our governments, to our journalists, our academics, our teachers, our writers, our photojournalists and camera people, the standard you walk past is the standard you accept. If you don't stand up for them today, tomorrow it will be you. It is our duty in a free society to protect our journalists and to prosecute those who harm them, to ensure that media freedom is more than an ideal, but a real lived truth. Safety of journalists is not just a matter for the media community, but a fundamental human right that concerns us all. Someone once said that the pen is mightier than the sword, and today we honour those pens that have been silenced. We honour their words, their images, and we vow their sacrifice will not be in vain, that we will keep speaking, writing, filming, posting, sharing, until Palestine is free and everyone is free. Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Thank you.